we're seeing the same reports that you're probably seeing on Twitter and Facebook and from our kind of web of activists that help us out and let us know what's on the ground. But again, what's just really embarrassing is that the Syrian government doesn't allow unfettered access for international media like yourself to come in and see with your own eyes what's happening out there.
So you are getting a picture, are you, of a fairly concerted assault by the government on Hama today?
I think we can safely say full-on warfare by the Syrian government on its own people, specifically in Hama, but also this weekend you've seen military deployments within the city of Deir ez-Zor, the fifth biggest city in the country. It's in the eastern part of Syria. It's another place that, like Hama, has shown really be full of some courageous people who want to get out there and peacefully protest their government and call out their own government on basically their now ridiculous policies. More than anything, the arbitrary arrests, the extrajudicial imprisonments, the torture, the killings. You know, I mean, people here are sick of it. And this full-on warfare in which the government is engaging today, I think, amounts to nothing less than a last act of utter desperation. And they're killing their own people. They're sending their tanks into their own cities. It's ridiculous.
So you don't accept the government's characterization of what is happening at the moment in Syria, that it is up against armed gangs?
Well, there's one big armed gang in Syria, and it's named the Syrian government. That's the armed gang that is pillaging its own cities. That's the armed gang that is striking terror into the hearts of a lot of these people who are out there who just want to peacefully protest. I mean, you know, when you look at the statistics, I think probably there has been some violence on part of the protesters, but that is, it's very, very, very meager compared to the huge, vast majority of violence that's come from the government. And so when we're talking about the government, I mean, it's important to understand that the government is not exactly a cohesive, coherent unit, but rather a group of disparate groups within the government itself. We don't know who we're talking to half the time. We don't know who speaks for the government. On one hand, you've got a purported reform movement with this consultative meeting on its way to dialogue with the opposition, even though most of the opposition didn't go. And then you have warfare. Then you have full-on attacks of Hama and Deir ez-Zor. It just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you seem very convinced of what you are saying, even though by your own admission you're having to rely on other people's reports.
We have a lot of people reporting for us, and we even have our own ambassador who went out to Hama itself. This is a place that it was, you know, the government was talking its nonsense about armed gangs, and the ambassador went there and he didn't see one weapon. He said he did see one teenager with a stick at a checkpoint.
That was earlier this month, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. He hasn't been back since then.
So, I mean, it's possible.
So we'd like to get out more. We'd like to get out more. We'd like to keep traveling, but the Syrian government is trying to play games and take its diplomatic ball and go home by putting on travel restrictions or threatening them, not even really being clear about them. You know, they're trying to make this some type of a diplomatic kerfuffle when, I mean, the big story here is it's the ongoing repression of its people.
I mean, can I take it from the way that you're talking, describing the Syrian government as an armed gang waging warfare on its own people, that you don't really have a dialogue with the government any longer, the U.S. Embassy?
We continue to have meetings with those in the foreign ministry. Now, whether or not we want to categorize the specific meetings that our diplomats are having with their diplomats as incredibly fruitful, I don't know if we can go that far.